Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
The Sunday morning after, the Alabama Crimson Tide knocks off the Auburn Tigers for the sixth year in a row. It is Second Watch right here on the Ryer on YouTube channel. Travis Ryer back with you as Alabama now will look ahead to the Georgia Bulldogs next Saturday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the 2025 SEC Championship game. Let's get to the action, though, first from Saturday night. As I like to say here on the channel, less of me, more of the football here as we bring up the highlight package from Saturday night's wild affair down at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Get some things situated here for you so you get even more of the actual football on our screen there. There we go. We'll go ahead and go with that right there. And as we get things going here, Alabama, after its opening possession, not able to go down and get points after receiving the opening kickoff. Auburn here with the field spread offensively. And this was some of the stuff that we saw from the Tigers against Vanderbilt when it was very successful with Ashton Daniels using both his arm and his leg. So empty backfield, three receivers to the top of the screen, two to the bottom. It's a second and five. Alabama with a three-man pass rush. James Smith going to do a pretty good job here at the top of that DL, as you'll see on the snap. He's able to get some early heat. Doesn't necessarily maintain leverage right there on Ashton Daniels, but with the eyes to the quarterback, there's help coming. Daniels senses that, tries to cut back because you've got Keon Sab and you've got Yonzi Pierre and the posse closing there, and Daniels goes down and takes the sack there on a second and five play. Had some good stuff from James Smith there in the first half. So now a third and 11 after the sack. And Kane Womack, as we know, not afraid to dial it up, especially when the Crimson Tide has offenses in some long distance situations. Really wanted to make Daniels in this game, I thought, throw the football. You just didn't want him to beat you with his legs. So Alabama showing some A-gap here. And this is dime, I believe. So you got Bray Hubbard mugging it up in there a little bit with one of the inside linebackers. I think that's Deontay. But you'll see here at the snap, Bray's going to come out. He's going to drop out. And you're going to bring Sab off of this left edge of the defense. Makes a really nice play here. Because if you notice, this thing might have been set up. I mean, you still had some guys coming from the top with Yonzi Pierre, LT Overton. But a good play by Keon Sab to get a hand on it there, because if Singleton's able to catch that, maybe hit that crease right there with that OL coming out to try to get Bray Hubbard, it could have been problematic. Instead, it's a pass breakup, and it's an early three and out for the Alabama defense. That's exactly what you wanted to see from this Alabama defense early. You know, get off the field and set up the offense with some decent field position, because this isn't an Auburn punting game that is reminiscent of some of the very best that we've seen from the Tigers in the past. You were going to have, even with fair catches pretty much throughout the night from Cole Adams, some really good field position. Alabama benefited from that, I thought, early in the game, certainly in the first half. So tie with an empty situation here. Three receivers. That's Marshall Pritchett flexed out down here right there in the middle of the AU at midfield, the freshman tight end. You knew that was probably going to be the case with Josh Quavis out. And it was problematic, I thought, for Alabama without Quavis. Not even so much as a blocker, although I think there were times where they certainly could have used him. Certainly in situations where you could flex him out and his ability as much as anything as a blocker in space. But you got a third and three here for Ty. Auburn just going to bring three. Auburn brought some numbers throughout the night, didn't they? So Ty's looking down here to the field early. It's going to be more of a zone concept to the field. You got man coverage up to the top. Ty comes off of it. Looking at Lottie Brooks underneath here. Doesn't like that. Protection's great against that three-man pass rush. Michael Carroll, Wilkin Formby. You didn't hear them mention much throughout the night. I thought that was a real positive for the right side of that Alabama offensive line. So now Ty doesn't like what he's got there with eight dropping into coverage. And he's going to deliver a strike here. Nice job by Daniel Hill at the sticks. Hands catch. You don't usually see that from 240-pound running backs. Going to try to get to the stick here. It's a nice play here by the Auburn defensive back to keep him short. So early on in the game, you're going to have a fourth down, Ty from under center. You like to see this now. There was a lot of checking at the line of scrimmage, even on plays like this one, where you were essentially getting up there and going to run the sneak. You'll see Ty, though, from under center. Parker Brailsford in there with that bad foot. Ty gets low, gets between his left guard and his center, is able to surge ahead for an early fourth down conversion. As we would later learn, Alabama would convert all three of its fourth down opportunities in the game. Third down, not so good. 4 of 17 on third down for Alabama Saturday night. So now Ty with Jam Miller offset to his left. Three receivers into the boundary. That's Caleb Edwards down here at the bottom of the screen. Got him split out as a tight end. Isaiah Horton to the top. Ryan Williams in the game. No targets for Ryan Williams. That'll be a storyline, you think, for the upcoming week in advance of the Georgia Bulldogs. Jeremy Bernard down here. Second and two. Had some success with the early down plays, and that was critical to Alabama's success in getting out to that 17-0 lead. This is basically just a zone run. And you see here, you got your guys accounted for up front. Jam's going to make a little bit of a subtle move and then try to get back to his right. Nice job of running through some traffic here. Not a whole lot to work with. Look at Michael Carroll up here at about the 33 on his guy. You see where that ends up. That's a pancake. But Jam able to fit his way in that crease enough to go and convert a second and two. And Alabama with a successful second down run. There hasn't been a lot of those for Alabama, it seems like, this year. But the run game early, a real positive for Alabama. Kind of like it was against Oklahoma. So maybe this thing is trending in the right direction. You get bogged down there inside the 30, and here comes Connor Talty. Oof. A lot of deep breaths before this one took flight. But give the first-year kicker a lot of credit. This is drilled. Operation is perfect. Perfect strike. And it's good. From 45 yards, Connor Talty. Talked about that earlier in the week on the channel. Maybe the best thing for Connor Talty was that after his struggles at Bryant-Denny Stadium in consecutive games, really three straight games, wasn't a bad thing for Connor Talty to go to Jordan-Hare Stadium. As crazy as that sounds, where Alabama kickers of the past are concerned. Although Adam Griffith, you know, 2015, he made five down there. Now, it's not like it's just this house of horrors for Alabama kickers every time they go to Jordan-Hare Stadium. There has been some documented success for Alabama kickers down on the plain. So Auburn now in a third and eight. Alabama going to bring four in the pass rush here. London Simmons in the game. James Smith doing a pretty good job down here of not getting too far past in his pass rush, staying pretty disciplined there. Here comes Yonzi getting some late heat. And this is just a flat-out drop. That's where the money was for Auburn in the passing game, because Alabama was playing that off coverage and was not going to give up the deep ball to Cam Coleman. So that's where sort of the soft spot was. Alabama back with the football now, 3:11 left in the first quarter, facing a third and three. You got a couple of those young tight ends down here to the bottom, you'll see. Caleb Edwards, Jay Lindsey, this is pin and pull. Really nice work here with Geno Vandermark in the game. Vandermark and Dewberry pulling from the center and left guard positions, respectively. You'll see right here, pretty good job. Get enough with Jam on the kickoff. You got kick out. You got that extra blocker now with Ty as the runner. Dewberry closes out his guy nicely there at the 40. Vandermark wrapping around, doing enough. And now you're able to spring this thing. Look at Michael Carroll and Caden Proctor. You think they like running in space there? And so design quarterback run. It's that time of year, man. There is no tomorrow. So even if your quarterback isn't feeling great going into the 12th game of the season, if he can run any, you're probably going to want to get him involved. Said this on Aftermath after the game last night. There just aren't many quarterback situations in the country at this point in the season where you're seeing quarterbacks who aren't asked to do something like this. Maybe Julian Sayin at Ohio State, because they are so good just in the traditional run game that to this point anyway, he hadn't had to. And that's not Sayin's game either. So now you're faced with a third and four from inside the 10. You got a 2x2, Marshall Pritchett, Jeremy Bernard down here to the bottom, motioning Isaiah Horton in from the field with Lottie Brooks up there with him. Daniel Hill in the backfield, trying to get a little bit of a tip. Looks like Auburn is passing off the motion. And at the snap here, trying to run some crossers, but Auburn's got you pretty well plastered up, getting some early pressure there. Atkins was a problem through the A-gap throughout the night. Five-man pressure. Ty trying to buy some time, fading a little bit here, but doing what he has to do. Look at this ball. He can't throw this any better. Isaiah Horton right there in the Gravedigger corner of all things on a third and goal, and you're into the end zone for the first time on the night. You'll see it again here from the overhead. A-gaps were a little bit of a prison break. Jailbreak at times last night. Saw this a couple times off the right side. Daniel Hill is kind of in a scan protection right here. It takes him to the edge. And you really just don't have enough guys at that point. You got 4-on-3 down here from your center to your right tackle. And you're accounting for three of those four. So it was kind of on tie in this situation to try to keep this thing alive as much as he can. And this is a lot of trust in your receiver and a knowledge of where you anticipate him being. You know, you looked up at the end of the night and you thought Isaiah Horton probably had a 100-yard game. I think he only had like 35 receiving yards, but they were all big. Targeted six times in the game. I think he had five catches. Three of those go for touchdowns. Creates a little separation there with the off arm, but gets them both down, and Alabama in good shape here early in the game still. Late in the first quarter, it's 10-0 Alabama. Auburn with the football, a third and four. Empty backfield for Daniels. Here comes five for Alabama in the pass rush. Got asked about Alabama not blitzing enough in Aftermath last night after the game. I thought Kane brought it more than just a few times. Third down, you get into check situations with this Alabama defense. There's a good chance Kane's going to check the pressure, it seems like. So Daniels quick getting it out to Singleton. Sab there to make the stop, but it's going to be enough for an Auburn first down as the first quarter comes to a close. Early in the second quarter now, Auburn with a third and four empty backfield. Once again, Daniels looking to work quickly. This is nice right here by Justin Jefferson. You know, stays clean in terms of contact with the receiver. Gets that left hand in there. Really nice stuff on a third and four from the Alabama inside linebacker, Justin Jefferson. So fourth and four. Empty backfield. Kind of feels like the previous play, doesn't it? Pretty much is. You go right back to it if you're Auburn. Now see, Dejon Lee right here has help over the top. So he can kind of play a cloud coverage against this. This will be something to note later when he doesn't have help over the top. And maybe if you're Auburn offensively, you saw this and said, hey, we're going to keep a guy running behind him. Zay Mincy's over the top. This is dime. And so on a fourth and four, Dejon Lee able to make a play similar to what you just saw from Justin Jefferson. It's a fourth down stop, and Alabama gets off the field. Right here, you see it? He knows he's got help over the top, so he can react to this thing. Maybe a ball Singleton still should have caught, but I think Lee had something to do with that too. Alabama now, offensively, early in the second quarter. Comes that A-gap again with a backer. I thought inside zone, duo, split zone was and is the way to go for this Alabama run game. With the backs, anyway. I like the pin and pull with the quarterback and the extra blocker with the quarterback run. But just seemed like Alabama of late, this is more of what it needs to be with these backs. Kind of direct runs between the tackles. See Caden Proctor reaching the second level here on a second and two. Again, some second down run success. Nice job by Jam here. He's not a big ball switcher guy from his right to his left. So he's not able to get a lot of offhand work, but he does a good job of working through the trash and keeping his feet fairly clean. That continues to be a problem for Alabama backs. It seems like they struggle to keep their feet clean working through traffic. You see it right here. See Proctor initially. I think that's with Pritchett. Then he gets to the second level. Jam running through a couple of guys, a couple of would-be tacklers. And some of that early success on the ground for Alabama with the backs. First and 10 for Alabama at the Auburn 36. Tie from the gun, Pritchett in motion. This looks like kind of split zone, doesn't it? Dewberry early, Brailsford. It will conform be right there, 75. Pretty good job. Jam again. Working through some early trash, and now he's getting to the corner. And it's another nice pickup for Alabama on an early down run. So now you're first and goal from down inside the Auburn 5. Condensed formation, a lot of tight ends out there. This felt like early play action just based on the formation. Under center. You've had some success running the ball. Horton, this is nice how you sort of pause him in here. You know it's man, or at least that's what Auburn showed with that motion tip. See this guy in the middle of the field that motioned in with Horton. Now he's got to try to work through some trash. And I'm not saying the tight end up here was dialing up 23. I'm just saying he was dialing up 23. And now, 9 is the outside leverage guy, and he's not going to get there off the play action. He gets tipped. He gets baited just enough. This is a really nice ball. And that's the John Metchie corner. First couple of touchdown catches for Isaiah Horton. Yeah, that was Lindsey working across the middle. He didn't get any of that DBE, so you're totally fine with that in terms of offensive PI. Nice play call early down. I love it. Love the early play action from that area of the field. First and goal from the five or inside the five. It's a good spot for it. Very nice execution from Ty. So now, you know, Auburn midway through the second quarter, it's a 17-0 game. And I believe this is on the heels of the flea flicker attempt that Alabama, with the football up 17, attempted the give to Jeremy Bernard going one way. He's going to toss it back to Ty. And, you know, it just really didn't happen. You were playing some pretty much basic, good old 101 football on offense, and it was working. And it really wasn't an area on the field or a sudden change situation where you typically see a flea flicker to open a possession. And Alabama still had opportunities, but man, it just seemed like from that point forward, the offense went into three and out mode. And that's what happened before Auburn got the football here. Third and eight underneath here to Cam Coleman. Xavier Brown had a football game, didn't he? That's how you come up under control, short of the sticks, and make a tackle. Alabama wouldn't do that later in the game, as we'll see in just a little bit. So now Auburn in another fourth down, four-man pass rush for the Crimson Tide. And you see up here with your edge to the left side of the defense, you got Fonga going on the ground. Look at, is that Kelby Collins? No, that's Renaud. Look at where Renaud ends up down here after he started off that top edge. And I don't think he was working a game. Wasn't like he was working a twist and coming back on the inside. He just ended up all out of a gap. So Nakai Hill-Green now, not necessarily his specialty in space. James Smith does a nice job. Keeps playing. Goes and makes a stop here. But you lost the integrity of your pass rush early, and you just made that entirely too easy. Unfortunately for Alabama, this is about the point where we started to see more of that, you know, from some of your guys. Felt a little hero ballish at times as the game moved on. You're up 17-0, 17-3. You're thinking, I can go make some plays now. Little bit of a, and you see this right here, soft edge out here. Overton, your inside backer right here. Is that, I think that's maybe Nakai Hill. Yeah, both those guys are accounted for. Now you got a lot of space here. Did a nice job against Cobb, though, for the most part. I thought the dynamic of the running back quarterback runs were going to be very big. And Alabama, again, I thought, did a pretty good job. What's Ashton Daniels ran for 100 yards, but Cobb had 33. I thought if you could keep Auburn around 100 between those two guys, you'd be in good shape. It's more in the neighborhood of 141. But they didn't exactly run wild either, you know. That's the one thing you couldn't have happen. You couldn't have happen with those guys where they go over 200. So now on a third and goal for Auburn, it's like Alabama's playing pretty much level type coverage at the goal line in this goal to go. Bringing five on third down, dropping Yonzi into this sort of spy mode here in the middle of the field. Can you maintain leverage on the quarterback? No. You're trying to take away quarterback draw, things like that. Smith does a nice job, though, of recovering. Good enough, anyway, and is able to force Daniels out at the three-yard line. Tough to stay in your gap against a guy like that. Alex McPherson comes on. Auburn going to settle for the field goal. Great story with this young man, everything he's been through, and he's been great of late. He's been like his big bro. Terms of knocking down kicks, and he knocks it down there to make it a 17-3 game. 2:57 left in the second quarter. Look at this. Look at this blitz from DJ Durkin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on third and six. And you're protecting with seven. So you got 7-on-7, but Jam really doesn't get anything. I think that's Adkins there on Adkins. Jam on Adkins. Ty has to kind of go into survival mode here. I think this is another area where you miss some of your blitz beater in Cuevas, you know, to be able to hit him quick like you did against Oklahoma. I thought we would see more of that even with him out, you know, with Caleb Edwards stepping up into that role. And I think they did try to incorporate Marshall Pritchett into some of that, even in the red zone. But it just didn't happen throughout the game. Alabama averaged under 4 yards per pass attempt in the game. Auburn now very much in a run look here on 3rd and 2 with the tight end to the right in sort of an H mode, condensed formation. Zone pressure coming. Red Morgan off the top. This is a good play call. I mean, it's zone, but you still get the same effect you would against man because you got this rub underneath here on the linebacker. And Dijon Lee sinking to the same player. So you got two guys on this guy, which means you got no guys on that H to the top. This is as easy as it gets on 3rd and 2. And you get the after the catch effect. Jefferson eventually able to finish the play there. But it's a big one for Auburn. Auburn now feeling itself. 3rd and 3 for the Tigers. Four-man pass rush. Daniel's going to step up. Deontay in pursuit. Daniel's decent-sized guy, good runner. He's going to go and get the first down. Conversion there. But Alabama would eventually get the stop. And with 2 seconds left, this is like the Carlson field goal almost in 2019 with that clock situation, if you recall, at the end of the first half down at Jordan-Hare. McPherson drills it. And so Auburn, after all that, 20 offensive plays Auburn ran on its two possessions of the first half, just 6 points. You know, Alabama was able to survive a would-be touchdown with an illegal formation. So even though it was an 11-point game, I don't think it really felt like it to Alabama fans. So 1st and 10 for the Tigers here. Inside zone. That's Cobb. Big Tim Keenan doing his thing there between the tackles. Thought he played really well in the game too. You see 13 out here? This is Ivan Taylor in the game on defense early in the second half. Little bit of a different look there. Get a good stuff on Cobb. So you're playing 3rd and 11 eventually. Another opportunity to get off the field. You don't bring the pressure here on 3rd and long. You watch up here to the top of the screen with Simmons. It's like he's just going to sit it down, right? But look at your leverage on the quarterback again. And you got some hands to the face going on with Yonzi. So now you got Dijon Lee up here, top left, eyes to the quarterback, maybe thinking that this crosser trying to help his quarterback, Cobb, is going to be in play here. Excuse me, Dijon's right here. He's dialing up Singleton. And you're not deeper than the deepest. A little bit of a rough angle, and that's all it takes. Not going to catch Simmons. Simmons into the end zone. There is the flag, but it is hands to the face on Yonzi Pierre. Daniels doesn't realize it yet, but this is going to be a 17-13 game once the call is made. We'll see it again here on the replay. Dijon to the far right of your screen. See how he sees this crosser coming and he starts working towards him. Now the quarterback starts working out of the pocket. Dijon's kind of got a two-way going here with the crosser, and Simmons just keeps running. But this looks like a coverage in which Dijon's got to be deeper than the deepest. And he still doesn't have a guy behind him, but the angle kind of, once he goes there after the catch, Simmons is going to be really tough to deal with that speed. You'll see it again here. See him dialing up this crosser, looking across? Menzie was playing that robber coverage that we'll see later. I don't think we see it on his dropped interception, but that's essentially what he was doing. And also on his missed tackle that we will see later. It's a tough angle to take, and you don't really have the help over the top. Simmons able to prance into the end zone. Nice job by Ashton Daniels. Probably started, too, with the pass rush. You know, you got to keep him in there. You let him outside, then the potential for breakdowns on the back end becomes very, very real. So now Alabama with the football, leading still by 4, 3rd and 6. Here come the Tigers again. This is 6-man pressure, man. Top of the screen, you can see some of the heat getting there. You got a free runner in the B gap. Ty gets it out. What a throw. Isaiah Horton again. Whether it was touchdowns or first downs, Isaiah came up big. We'll talk about the lead up to that 3rd and final touchdown, but you'll see it here again, man. Jam in protection. He's got to make a choice right there. And I think that's Adkins, who is just a real problem in blitz situations. So that's where he goes. He gets his pickup, but they got one more than you can block based on that protection. But it's a good job by Ty. Stand in there, take the hit. Take a late hit, too. I believe that was the targeting call. Was that on Jaquez, the former Alabama defensive back? And he was ejected from the football game. Auburn did get back one of its starting safeties, though, I think, in the second half, who had missed the first half due to targeting. So it was a little bit of a tag out. So Ty on a 3rd and 7. 4-man pass rush from Auburn. Dewberry does just enough there with Caden. Ty's going to think about spinning out here. Hold on to the football. Right here with Michael Carroll, you wondered if the flag was coming. A lot of times in situations like that, you'll get that. Ty does a nice job extending, getting to the yellow line to keep that possession alive. This was big for Alabama after that explosive play for a touchdown for Auburn, just to go down and get points of any kind. 3rd and 4, 5-man protection, 4-man pass rush. Early pressure there, you see from Dewberry. Ty feels it, senses it. Ty got sped up. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Wants to go to his guy, Bernard. It's not really the coverage for it, but the ball had to come out. And so it's a 3rd down stop after the pass breakup. And that's Smith, the safety we were talking about, that was eligible for the second half. Tall T back in there. Snap, hold, kick, good. Perfect kick from Connor Talty. You get back up by a touchdown. Now 3rd and 3 for the Tigers from their own 27-yard line. Motion to empty. 5-man protection, 4-man pass rush. Trying to work a little bit of a loop down here. Justin Hill in the game. Daniel's going to go quick to Cam Coleman, who gets just to the line on a 3rd and 3. You can live with that. It was the explosives with Coleman that you didn't want to give up, and you pretty much didn't. 3rd and 3 for Auburn. Manageable 3rd downs now, which are a problem when you're dealing with a quarterback who can also hurt you with his legs. Flip it out here to the flat. Nice play from the Auburn receiver here. Making Bray Hubbard miss. You're going to get just enough. Noah Carter in the game. at the wolf position, kind of playing a spiral. Nice finish, but just a little bit short of keeping Auburn from that first down. First and 10 for the Tigers now from their own 41. A little zone read action, some RPO. Gonna pull it. Here's your lane right here. And you got a defender with eyes on it, Justin Jefferson. It's a nice ball, though, from Daniels. Nice play by Nakai Hill Green at the end. But the posse isn't coming. He gets the ball out. You just don't have guys there. And so Coleman's able to cover it after the Singleton fumble. Auburn down 7 now, late in the third quarter. Empty backfield. 4-man. 5-man protection. 3-man pass rush. Daniels wants to check it down to Mabson in the back here against that zone at the bottom of the screen, right there on the Yellowwood logo. This is a rocket. I mean, this ball is hot. Mabson hadn't played a lot. You give him a fastball, goes off of his hands and his helmet, and there's Bray Hubbard, right guy at the right time. And if you're an Alabama fan at this point, you're screaming for Bray Hubbard to take this to the house. Because offensively, it's been a struggle. But Hubbard comes up with the big takeaway. First of the night, you'll see it again. Mabson, the back split out. A lot of situations, backs that are split out like that, they're not necessarily anticipating being hot or being a part of the thing. But he is. Boy, look at that. Doing. Hubbard does a nice job going to the football right here. Cradles it and is able to go and get what he can out of the return. Late third, we'll play action look here. Look at Atkins in the A-gap right here with your center and your right guard. Here he comes. Tough. Brailsford's back in the game. This is late third. Kind of split possessions, it seemed like, throughout the game with Geno Vandermark. Atkins pressure. Ty's going to go down on a first and 10. Wanted to take a shot there, I'm sure, at that position on the field. Instead, lose 9, get a little bit of it back on the second down play. Now it's 3rd and 11. This looks like max protection, or it's going to be, with the back and the tight end helping out there. A little bit of a chip is what you're going for with Caleb Edwards and Daniel Hill. Caleb Edwards up here to the top. Kind of had him marked up. So you go to in space here to Daniel Hill. After the catch, it's going to be too much. Auburn rallies, able to take him down there. Short of the first down. So now Auburn with the football again with a 3rd and 9. Here we see Alabama showing, you can see Deontay's on the balls of his feet. You got Bray Hubbard up in here. This is dime. Here's Zay Mincy. You got 5 with a spy. Daniels is takes the check down to Simmons. Boy, look at, I mean, Zay Mincy right here. Doesn't come under control. It's not even close after the catch. And it's not just Zay Mincy, by the way. I mean, Dejon Lee right here, this is not good. And once he gets outside of that, now you got real problems. Give Damani Jackson credit. Keon Sab, too. They go down and at least make a tackle to force Auburn to play red zone offense. But you'll see it again. Zay out of control. This was after the interception, would-be interception, went through his hands a couple of snaps early. 3rd and 9, come up under control, make a stop short of the sticks, and you know, see if Auburn wants to go for it on 4th and 3 from deep on its own end. Instead, Simmons turns this into an explosive play, especially after that against Dejon Lee, who ends up on the field. And again, you'll see Damani Jackson at least gives Alabama a chance, but on the second and goal, you end up with two inside linebackers, it looks like, in the same gap. You see Justin Jefferson go with the move tight end, 42, and sort of hits that gap right there. And when he does, you got Bray Hubbard over there as well. There's just nothing right here behind the DL. You got an empty gap, and Cobb hits it for the tying touchdown now. Going to be a 20-20 game after this. You can see that right there. You just don't have any guys. You get a kick out on your end. Do a good enough job against Keenan. And now you're fighting for your life. There is no tomorrow if you're the Alabama Crimson Tide. Second and 8 for Alabama from its own 27. 1-2. Yeah, this is still 5-man pressure. Ty gets the ball out quick. It's a nice ball to Isaiah Horton. Tries to make a guy miss. Those hand warmers cost him right there. Look at that. Able to get him by the hand warmers. You know, Isaiah was geared up like it was Lambeau on December the 30th last night. Wasn't that cold, was it? You know? Second and 1. This is just straight up inside zone. This is some good work right here. I think that's Vandermark in the game. Formby doing a nice job from right guard. Carroll, a little bit of a cutback. Caleb Edwards kicking it out there on the edge. Hill running through some traffic there. It's a nice second down run. Some good second down runs last night for Alabama. Maybe not enough of them. Here it comes again from Auburn. 3-7 dudes on 3rd and 6. Ty going to take a shot. This is what you got Isaiah Horton for. These type of plays with his size and, you know, one-on-one 50-50s. And for a second, it looked like number 3 on the night was in Isaiah's paws. DB takes it out of there late. But on the play, you have a personal foul against the Auburn Tigers. So we'll see it here on the replay. You know, I thought this was more of an NFL rule, but apparently it has found its way to college, which is a good thing because I've said many times, it feels like we're more intent on protecting professional quarterbacks than we are college quarterbacks. But as we'll see here on the replay with Adkins, and Durkin right there is arguing that he was pushed to the ground and into Ty. Maybe a little bit, but you know what? I mean, you still got to keep people off of the quarterback's legs. And I think if by the letter of the law, I mean, it was more of a win for Adkins than it was a push by Vandermark. So at that point, you know, that's kind of the rule. That is a low shot to Ty Simpson. Now, you had a touchdown run from Ty wiped out after that personal foul. Isaiah Horton called for the hold down there. And so you had Horton with an opportunity to catch a football there in the end zone, came up empty. And then Horton with a holding penalty down there. Isaiah makes up for it. Again, Auburn just bringing it, man. 7-man pressure. Daniel Hill does a nice job this time right here at the 20-yard line on the pickup. Pickup was good. Still having problems off your right edge. It's a good ball from Ty. On time, accurate, under duress. Jeremy Bernard with one of his few catches on the game. So now you end up in the 4th and 2. And I think most people are anticipating with 3:54 in the game, you're going to run Talty out there, kick it, go up 3, and see if the defense can get you home. Vandermark in the game, shotgun snap. You'll see at the snap, Isaiah Horton is outside in this sort of bunch formation with Daniel Hill and Jeremy Bernard. Create a little bit of confusion with this release. Look at these two Auburn defenders. His safety's kind of looking at it too, and when he does, Horton's able to get inside. It's got to be on time, though. This ball could have gotten tipped like a play did earlier, just a few snaps earlier, I believe, by Falk. Was able to get his hands up, but instead it's clean, and Isaiah Horton is into the end zone on 4th and 2. Alabama 3 for 3 on 4th downs in the game. You'll see it again. Pretty good concept down here. Pretty much an 8-minute drive, too. And right here, man-to-man, this guy isn't going to get there. And that safety is influenced just enough that you're able to beat him inside. Right there. Good protection, as you would think, against a three-man pass rush. And that's what hurts if you're Auburn. I mean, you dropped 8. And you still give this up. You know, if you're DJ Durkin this morning, you're saying we should have just kept bringing 6 or 7. Isaiah Horton, 3-touchdown game for the Alabama Crimson Tide. 4th and 4 now for Auburn here with 2:33 left. Alabama trying to close out the game on defense. Trips to the field. Daniels looks to the top. Comes off of Coleman. Xavien Brown in good shape up there. And you see Singleton down here inside matched up on Red Morgan. They called this pretty tight all night. Had some PIs on both teams. I think on the replay you see, though, more often than not, this is going to get called against your DB. Kalen doesn't like it. But you'll see it again. Not just at the top of the route, but kind of playing through Singleton. Red had to leave the game there late. I guess in the 2nd quarter it was, so it was good to see him back out there. Watch this. Yeah, I mean, at the top. But what gets him is the left arm when they show it from the other angle. Not that this official could probably see that, but yeah. You do that, they're pretty much going to call it over the top, playing through the receiver like that. So 4th and 2 for Auburn. Motion the back out. Play this pretty well in terms of what you want to make Daniels do to convert this. 3-man pass rush. Yonsei's your spy. He's trying to mirror him as best he can. Daniels at this point, I like this from Tim Keenan. See him keeping that outside shoulder clean. He's not going to give up this edge. Yonsei's in good shape. Overton's there. Just can't get him short of the sticks. Daniels able to keep the possession alive. Fresh set of downs for Auburn. Still got those 3 timeouts, too. So that 127 is more like 3 minutes with the timeouts, it feels like. 1st and 10 for Auburn. Motion Coleman back in. Want to run that game. Get your tight end out there on the edge. Pretty nice from Xavien Brown early. Forces it. Roussel doesn't get there. Here comes Bray Hubbard, man. Helmet on the football. Bam. Right there. And Deontay Lawson, another roll, another hand in a huge takeaway late in a road SEC game. This time it is Lawson with the recovery. Kind of appropriate in a lot of ways after what he's been through in the last year or so. Kane Womack, a happy guy. +2 for his team in turnover margin. Said it after the game last night. This was kind of Alabama in the role of Oklahoma. sub 300 total yards, but win turnover margin by +2 and don't get killed in the special teams. Now, Dowd had the bad punt there in the 2nd quarter. Should have mentioned that back in the 2nd quarter. That was certainly a role player in Auburn's resurgence. Nice job, though, by Hubbard to force it out. And it is. Deontay with the recovery. You'll see it again right here. Justin Jefferson helping out. A couple of guys there in Edrick Hill get on the football. Kalen, first time on the Plains. He's checked some boxes now as Alabama's head coach. This win was very important. I think to be able to say there was improvement made in year two, you had to win that game Saturday night. You can't lose that game to an unranked sub-500 Auburn team. Finished 9-3 because the season's over. Finished 9-3, which you were 9-3 last year, and say, yeah, we improved. You just maybe didn't notice it as much. Now, bottom line game, 10-2, 4-0 on the road in the SEC. That's improvement. Go back to the design quarterback run now with just 24 seconds left. Brailsford back in there, which could be a good sign for next week. If he was able to be in there late like he was in this situation, design quarterback run that you kind of saw earlier, pretty much the same play that they ran earlier to the other side. Pulling Brailsford here, pulling Formby. You don't like to see this kind of tackle on your quarterback late, but just trying to run some clock there. And so with 20 seconds left on the clock, Alabama in the situation of punting the football, I wondered if maybe you just take a safety here. You're up 7. I know you don't want to put yourself in any situation where a score, a touchdown could beat you. But special teams for Alabama scare me a little bit. Dow does what he needs to do, though, gets it out of there. And then you really have a chance right here to finish the game. Lottie Brooks right there. Lottie Brooks right there. Two bites at the cherry. Comes up hungry. But it did run some clock. Ran 10 seconds. And the ball continued to go backwards. So that was going to be really tough for Auburn to overcome. You'll see it again right here. Lottie right there. This is where you just want to jump on it, you know? It's not like you can return that anyway. Lottie Brooks, though, man, he's been a really good special teams player in that gunner mode once again. So Alabama now just trying to keep it in front. Keon Keeley in there, Kelby Collins in there, three-man pass rush, doing a pretty good job. Making Daniels hold it, throws it in the middle of the field. So the clock stops with the first down and 2 seconds left. No timeouts for Auburn. You're thinking, well, you're going to be able to get this playoff. I'm still not sure Auburn did get it off. Daniels, though, in desperation mode, all he can do is throw it out here. Pierre makes the tackle to end it. So Alabama gets the job done. 27-20. Can breathe a little bit now as the Crimson Tide improves to 10-2 on the season, and we'll take on those Georgia Bulldogs one more time next Saturday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Thanks for tuning in to Second Watch right here on the Ryer on YouTube channel. Coming up a little bit later tonight, we'll have Talking Tide with Chase Goodbread, Tuscaloosa News sports columnist, so you'll want to join us for that. Thank you so much. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, please go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. Hit us with a like. That would help us out tremendously as well. And until next time, so long, everybody.